Suspicious actions of man lead to arrest in Vegas Strip fire case. A man has been arrested and is facing charges after allegedly starting a fire at the Paris Las Vegas on the iconic Las Vegas Strip. The incident unfolded on Monday morning, prompting a swift response from law enforcement and fire departments. According to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, a construction worker on site made a distress call to the authorities at 9:53 a.m., reporting a series of explosions emanating from the restroom at Paris Las Vegas. The worker described helping to evacuate individuals from the vicinity and witnessing a fire igniting within the last stall. He valiantly attempted to douse the flames using three fire extinguishers until professional firefighters arrived on the scene. Terry's suspicious actions prior to the fire. Surveillance footage obtained by the police revealed a person of interest, later identified as Kenny Terry, leaving the bathroom moments before the explosions occurred. Terry was spotted on video pushing a stroller containing a gray backpack. Intriguingly, he disposed of the backpack in a trash can near the Horseshoe Casino, abandoning the stroller as well. Subsequent video footage depicted Terry discarding his jacket and changing into a black sleeveless hoodie as he navigated through various land-based casinos on the Strip, including the Venetian, Treasure Island, and the Mirage. Law enforcement's pursuit of Terry was temporarily hampered when he vanished from sight at 10:40 a.m., crossing a bridge that connects the Cromwell Hotel to the Grand Bazaar Shops. Late in the evening at 10:19 p.m., Paris security personnel located Terry near the CVS in front of the casino. Casino security personnel tailed him until Las Vegas police arrived to apprehend him. Terry allegedly attempted to flee towards the Bellagio, but the swift response of the police led to his capture. Denials and questionable items. In his initial interview with law enforcement, Terry claimed he frequented the Strip and was homeless. When questioned about his activities that day, he professed uncertainty and claimed he could not recall entering the Paris bathroom. However, police presented evidence that contradicted his statement, showing him leaving the bathroom shortly before the reported explosions. Terry vehemently denied any involvement in the fire, asserting that he did not possess a lighter and would never start such a blaze. Terry's actions raised suspicions, particularly his abandonment of the stroller and backpack. His explanation for discarding the items included an allegation that he had stolen the stroller and that the backpack contained unpleasant contents. Fire investigators brought in an accelerant detection dog, which indicated the presence of something suspicious within or on the backpack. Although the backpack was found empty, authorities decided to subject it to forensic testing to determine its contents and potential role in the incident. Kenny Terry now faces serious charges, including arson and making false statements to the police. His legal proceedings commenced with a hearing on Tuesday, during which the court deliberated his custody status. Taking his financial situation into account, the court released Terry from jail. However, the conditions of his bail mandate that he avoids any further legal trouble and refrains from entering the Paris casino. A status update on his case has been scheduled for August 15. As investigations continue, authorities are striving to unravel the motives and circumstances surrounding this unnerving incident that temporarily disrupted the vibrant atmosphere of the Las Vegas Strip.